JCPenney is your one smart shop for back to school. More fashion, bigger savings. Plus thousands of deals under $20 for you and your family. Find everything kids need, from backpacks to blue jeans, uniforms to undies, and high tops to haircuts. For the teen and college crew, we've got even more. From cargos to crop tops, hoodies to hair care, perfume to Puma, and towels to toasters. Get back to school ready in one affordable stop. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid through 7/28.
Welcome, welcome to the show. First, I want to ask the necessary question. Let me just make sure though, but I'm asking you to let me know if you can hear me clearly. If everything's a go. I feel like yes. Let me see. Now I know it's a yes because I got some things to talk about today. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not complaining. But hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Deborah Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Oh wait, hold on, y'all. Because we not even listen, it's been some weird days around here lately. Hold on, I gotta do that so I can hear. It's not y'all, it's me. It's been some weird days around here lately, but it's been some good weird days, so I don't really have any complaints. Did you hear my roar? Let me do this again. Hey, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Cat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
That's better. My feng shui must be feng shuiing up in here. But today, now that I've gotten it together, it's Media Monday. You are correct, Doc. You already know what time it is. Y'all, I got some stuff to discuss. But today... It's Media Monday. We talk about current events, trending topics, gab that we have been hearing on the streets. We talk about it all. We talk about it all. And we got a lot to talk about today. Oh, look at this guy. Kaboom, guess who stopped in the room? What's up, Rock? Yeah, so we got some things to talk about. We kind of everywhere with it today because... With all of the news that has come over the last few days, I feel like my emotions is everywhere. But before I get started, y'all don't know, people think that I don't have feelings, but I definitely have feelings. And these last few media days have sent me on a loop. But let me do this real quick and I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I am so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now to smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Purr. AU Big Purr. Don't forget to use our discount code for 15% off. Ambitiously 15. Stop playing. Rock, you playing tonight. I believe it when I see it. I'm not playing with you tonight because you play with my emotions and I don't like it. No. What? I had to leave that on the screen for a second because I wanted to address that and I did not. Okay, Rock. Tyler. And Doc, you co-signing? What? Okay, you know what? It's hot. The first part of what I wanted to talk about today, let me get some, y'all messing with my head right now. I gotta do this right. Drop a comment. Join the conversation. Drop a comment. You can call in or text the numbers 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. We would love to hear from you guys. I know it says that I might, if you ask me, I might drop the link, but with the way the internet has been interneting lately, I take that back. I'll let you know when I'm dropping the link. Don't ask me. I will let you know, but you can call in. You will be live on air if you call in 443-780-5978. If you send a text, I will be reading a text live on air. And if you drop a comment, I'm reading that too, just so you know. If you would like to reach out to us for any reason at all, you have business that you want to promote, some music or some art in some kind of way that you want to promote. Whatever the case may be. You want to say hi, you got some gab, you want to send my way so I can spread it to the world because I love doing that. Sorry, let me get a sip. But whatever the case may be, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, share, and subscription. But when you hit the like button, it's a little bit more exhilarating for me, because here's the thing. When you hit the like button, then I can acknowledge you, which is something that I always want to do. You know, just why we do the love notes. But also, it lets them know in the world of the internet that we are here. And so, yeah, it serves several purposes, but really the big purpose is I just want to show y'all love. It's just what it is. My gosh. I don't know. My emotions are everywhere right now, y'all. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. This episode of the podcast is airing live on our website. You don't have to do much. Just go to our homepage. But also on the website, this, the pathway to everything Ambitiously ENT. You can listen to the podcast. You can go back and watch the podcast. You can watch it live. I just said that. Merchandise. So on, so on. There's so many things going on right now. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Oh, you sent me some tacos. Thanks, boo. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to address some things first, though. But thank you, Rod. I appreciate my tacos. Thanks, Pookie. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Rot, I got my tacos tonight, baby. I don't know. All right, so I have to, because it is Media Monday. Yeah, big shout out to Rock. He did send me my tacos. Don't play with him. But I did get my tacos tonight. Sometimes he play with me, but I got my tacos tonight. But anyway, thank you, Rock. Okay, so I got to get serious real quick, because this is very personal to me. If you don't know by now, My favorite football teams of all times is my hometown team. Y'all don't gotta rock with them, but I do, right? I'm invested in this football team since 1996. All right, so one of our dearly beloved passed. He passed in his sleep. And what I will say in honor of him is that he made so many great freaking plays in his tenure with the Ravens. We won a Super Bowl with this guy on our team. So big love. May you rest peacefully, Jacoby Jones. That one hurt me a little bit. I said my emotions have been everywhere these last few days. Yes, they have been. Because I got that news and it just blew my mind. Like, and then I started trying to find out, you know, what happened to him. So thus far, all we know is that he passed in his sleep. And even that is a lot to me. So, man, big love to Jacoby Jones, man. Jacoby, and especially on special teams, one of the greats. One of the greats. So big, big prayers to Jacoby. And now I have to, I'm going to say my Masama Makusa real quick, because, yeah, that one, whew, child, that one hit me deep. Okay, so we must, hold on, let me get some water real quick. We must address a few things that happened over the, yeah, Doc, that one, it's a lot of passings over the last few days. Richard Simmons. Just a few people. But that one, cut me deep. That one cut me deep. So I said, this has been a very up and down emotional weekend. Weekend. So that happened, and that made me a little sad. But let me perk back up. No, I don't know if I can perk back up of the next thing we're going to talk about real quick. So everybody has heard over the last few days about this whole, it's a lot of things to discuss with, and I'm starting with him because I want to end with a love president. So this is what we would do. A love moment from a president and a chaotic. I said that the gab is getting crazy and it is Media Monday. So we're going to talk about it. So first we're going to talk about this Trump, these Trump situations, right? Because it's multiple. The first thing that happened that we must address, and then I'll come back to this. It's cool. It's cool, but we got to talk about it. First thing that we must address, because it's obvious, and I was trying to wait, but in my mind, it just doesn't work that way, is the whole, well, we're going to touch on it, and then we'll come back to it. How about that? The whole attempt on 45. No, is he 46 or 45? I feel like he's 45, though. I don't know. What ranking in presidents is he? But Trump, it was a whole situation that happened. I have my questions about it. But I want to go to this. Because of that, I really feel... Okay. Because I'm about to see... Okay, let me just address the situation and then we'll get to my feelings last. Because I feel like I should always... 45. I thought he was 45. Doc, I felt I was right. And when I said it, he was 45. So yeah, 45. All right. So let's get to it. So Donald Trump dodged another bullet on Monday today when a judge dismissed his criminal classified documents case. And it looks crazier to me as we go along. It looks crazy. I'm gonna address that in a second, but it looks crazier to me as we go along. It's like, okay, let me read and then I'll tell you what it feels like to me. So Donald Trump dodged another bullet today when a judge dismissed his criminal classified documents case, ruling the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith was a violation of the Constitution. Judge Aileen Cannon determined any special prosecutors must be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. In this case, special counsel was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, and that's not kosher under the Constitution. Oh my gosh, I hate. Never mind. We're going to get to it. Don't pay me no mind. But Biden had tried to avoid making the appointment to avoid the appearance of political retribution, but now it seems that backfired. Cannon, who was appointed by Trump, has been the target of criticism for alleged bias. No! Prosecutors say that they will appeal this dismissal, of course. And the ruling comes just hours before the kickoff of the Republican National Convention. What? At this point, it's virtually certain that Trump will not face trial before the election. He has already been convicted of 34 felonies in connection with election fraud. His sentencing has been delayed until September. Of course, my birthday month. Speaking of that, I got some news coming up for that. Tonight, actually. Okay, so then... All right, let's get back to the shooting situation. I mean, I didn't mean to say that. Let's get to the back to the pow-pow situation, right? So then we have this young 20-year-old young man that gets on a roof that I don't know how he got on top of, because remember, but my sister made a valid point because I do converse with my sister and my mother about political situations. And this was a big one. So I had to go sit down and talk with them. And one thing that was made very clear to me was this. Well, let's read and let's get into it, and then I'll get to that, because it's just so many. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but when it looks like and it quacks like and it walks like, it's probably. So let's just say, so they finally put the face to the young man who they say was the power in the Trump situation in Pennsylvania. So he's been unmasked, and he looks like an average adolescent. So the photos of the shoot, but listen here, I'm not reading. All right. So I'm going to tell y'all how I really feel, and you could agree, you could disagree, but I don't really. Doc, can I say the word yet? Let me know, babe. Cause I want to unlock and my favorite anti-villain has entered the room in this case. It's very hard for me to talk. Yeah, this was a very particular event, right? But can I say the words? I need to. Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you. This shit looks so crazy right now to me. It looks so crazy right now to me because, all right, first of all, it's a let's just start with, he's number 45. He is not acting president, but he is the president of the United States. They have a different type of protection, immunity when active. They have so many different things going on. So let's just start with the first part. So that happened in Pennsylvania, and this is on my side of the country, right? It's up the street. So that happened in Pennsylvania, but it happened in rural country, which is expected for a Republican situation. But he has security, and their job is to survey the perimeter to make sure that he never comes to haunt. Does this not look crazy to y'all? I mean, it looks crazy to me. So how did this young 20-year-old boy, I might run over a little bit tonight, I don't know. How does this young 20-year-old boy get in the position to shoot at a former president? Now, my sister was like, well, the last one we heard was JFK, and I had to remind her, no, Ronald Reagan also got hit. He survived it, and it was a lady that had him. It does to me. What does to you, Doc? This just looks crazy all the way around. And then it struck him in the air. So here's what they're saying. This is my understanding of what they're saying right now. Okay. So the boy, I'm going to call him the boy because I'm not going to say his name. But the boy, after everybody crowded in, this is how they're trying to spin it, in my opinion. And I'm a spin doctor, so I can tell you when I see a spin. So the boy is in the crowd, I'm assuming, because look very odd, crazy. Right, right? So the boy, he has to be in the crowd first before he can ever scale the top of the building, right? Scales the top of the building. Trump security climbs up there, sees him. This is what they're telling us. Sees him. The boy points the gun at him. But he doesn't. He just points the gun. The dude goes back down. On your way back down, in my mind, if you are my security, you are guarding a president for freaking sake. You should be on your way down, because now you're on your way. Even if that was the case, you're on your way down. somewhere in between that transition down the ladder, you should be on your walkie-talkie telling stuff. But then the boy has enough time to turn the firearm around and strike Donald Trump in the air. Somebody else got hit trying to protect his family. And y'all are all tears for this type of behavior. Same man that ordered people to storm the Capitol. Like, I don't know. Anyway, let's move. So here enters my anti-villain, 50 Cent. I don't know. I like this guy. And maybe because some of the same, I don't even know what his sign is, but some of the same characteristics that people don't like about people, they don't like about me. So maybe this is what, because it's not the message, it's the delivery. I keep telling y'all that. But anyway, so 50 Cent seems impressed. Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt, something he's personally familiar with, which he highlighted with a Photoshop job and a song. And y'all know the song, Many Men. If you don't know that song, I don't know where you've been in the last few decades. I love 50 Cent. I don't know. I know a lot of people hate him, but I love him. I love him, but not in the way, I'm not attraction love. It's just like kindred spirit love. Like, you don't like the delivery, but the message is always gonna be on point. And you just not gonna like it because you ain't like the way I gave it to you. But I've been telling you this for a long time. So apparently, we gotta get into him and Daphne Joy. So if you don't know who Daphne Joy is, that's his baby mama of the youngest boy that he actually rocks with, right? So it's a lot going on, but what they saying is she deletes the claims that she had. Remember, she claimed that he assaulted her. I don't know how to say this without getting in trouble, but he assaulted her. Let's just say that she said that he assaulted her, and she claimed that she was being abused as well amid defamation lawsuit. Well, apparently that has disappeared. That is no more. That's not gonna, I don't know how the situation is gonna. So, all right, I'm gonna tell you what happened as of 5:50 p.m. PT, right? So a source close to Daphne Joy is providing some clarity. She deleted the R word, the great allegations posted in an attempt to smooth things over with 50 for the sake of their son. Okay. It appears that 50 has also taken down his post about Daphne as well. So what has been learned is that Daphne hired a lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, and reached out to him for comment, but they reached out, but there was no word back. It's just, so both of them, I think that they realize, and even if she is a worker for the diddler, it's bigger than them, right? It's like, you think you got a son together. Like, why would you want to keep, and then your son is in the middle of all of this, and it's crazy. So let's get back to the diddler, though. Let's get back to the diddler, because Eminem. Okay, so Eminem. Okay, so Doc, you asked me a while back. Well, not a while back. I think it was Friday. It's a while back. Interesting. Wondering what was said behind the scenes. Me too, Doc. I'm interested to know what was said behind the scenes too. But I think they both realized that it was bigger than them. They have a shared bond, which is their son. And sometimes, as a parent, you got to consider those type of things. Like, is this going to hurt my child? Like, it's bigger than you at that point. It's way bigger than you at that point. I'm like, my every concern is like, am I doing something to bring harm to my child? I do want to, of course, as a parent, you want to have your fun and do your thing. But when you're a parent, it's just different. Doc said, if it is for the for the sake of the child, that's commendable. It is. Like, sometimes you just gotta take yourself out of it and worry about your child. But Eminem said he's not taking himself out of it. And Doc, you asked me about this, I believe, on Friday, and I told you I hadn't heard it yet. So Eminem made sure to shame Diddy in his new album, Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace. He brings up Diddy's assault allegations in multiple tracks. Because it's an album. Yeah, that was Friday. I thought so. I felt like it was Friday. So that Doc said that was Friday. I asked you if you heard the Eminem verse about Diddy. Well, Diddy has made multiple appearances, not on just one verse, on the multiple appearances on the album. But let's get to it. So he brings up Diddy's assault allegations on multiple tracks. On Friday, M made good on his promise to push boundaries with his 12th album on the song Antichrist, which is the one that you're mentioning. I don't want to be presumptuous, but I believe this is the song that you're talking about, which mockingly paints himself as the world's bad guy. Oh, child. But who else is as pitiless? Actually, witty and crass, hideous, ghastly, and oh, I felt like we just came with some vocabulary. Okay, pitiless. Oh no, pitiless. Witty and crass, hideous, ghastly, insidious. As me. So Doc, you gotta document what our vocabulary words are. Or spitting as nasty. Next idiot asked me is getting his ass beat. I can ass beat. Ass is not even a cuss word to me, but getting his ass beat worse than Diddy did, and stop short of saying her name. Which I don't feel like we should be saying either, but we know who her is. Her video, the video of what he did to her is circulating. We've discussed her case, so we know who he's talking about. And then implied that Diddy's attack was the result of, I gotta say her name now, Cassie being fed up with the alleged freak-offs and Mock Puff's Puff and ad-libs, but on the hill, okay, so this is part of the verses. So he said, but on the rail, though, what? She probably ran out the room with his... okay, I gotta say it. I can't... She probably ran out the room with his toy. That's a better way to say it. With his toy. Come here. He tried to field goal punt her. She said to chill, no, but now put it back in my and get the steel toe. Ew. Oh my gosh, Eminem is crazy, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, like I do go for a good Eminem has had some joints that I loved, and it didn't have nothing to do with him talking about this type of stuff. But, so I rock with Eminem. But, see, this is what I don't like. I'm not doing that. I rock with Eminem, but, yeah. I'm not going to go all the way in with everything that he had going on, because Eminem is crazy. But in other Diddler news, his mom was hospitalized suffering chest pains. So his mom was hospitalized in South Florida after experiencing chest pains. Janice Combs was rushed to the hospital on Wednesday after she complained about discomfort in her chest. According to sources close to the Diddler, it's unclear exactly what caused the pain, but it's being said that she's going to remain in the hospital for at least another day. And I believe that was yesterday. So no news has popped up about, you know, what's been going on with Mama Combs, but I can't imagine with all of the stuff that's been going on lately with her son, and that's her only son. She got a daughter too, but that's her only son, right? And I'm quite sure what kind of dude she knows that she raised, but now it's all like, it's falling like dominoes. And again, that's her only son. And then remember, her husband, which is Diddy's father, was tragic. He tragically lost his life in the game. You know what game I'm talking about. But in the game, and it's a whole backstory behind that. I'll just say this. You can go look it up, what happened to his father, what really happened. And then you can go listen to the OGs of Harlem, and they'll tell you what really happened. But none of it was good. And I feel like, and I hate to say this, but I feel like that some of those things are a part of why he behaves the way that he be. Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the tragedies that you experience, the things that you go through childhood, all of those things play a part in your life. And they determine who you're going to be. Now, some of us deal with things differently, so we don't really necessarily, you see what I'm saying? Like some of us deal with things somewhat one way, and then others of us deal with things a whole nother way. And I don't feel like he's dealt with a lot of his trauma. I say that, and that makes him the person that he is today. And I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like a lot of people in this world have not dealt with their trauma, which makes them the people that they are today. The problem is that a lot of people expect you to deal with their shit, and that's not how the world works. If that's the case, he needs help. Yeah, well, that's obvious. Doc said if that's the case, he still needs help. Therapy, counseling, or something. Oh, that's definitely the case. That's not an if, and, or but. Yeah. Because I'm about to bring one of our vocabulary words back up. Your depraved behavior is a reflection of everything that you know. And I feel like a lot of people with depraved behavior have not been able to talk to somebody to help them tackle their issues. And I feel like he is one of those people. I'm going to be honest with you. But let's get off the Diddler. I'm tired. He's getting on my nerves at this point. He is really getting on my last nerve at this point. And I just want to talk about lighthearted news right now. So I know you've got, well, I don't know. I'm not going to assume anything. I just would hope that you guys have seen that episode of Kenan and Pill. where Jordan Pill portrays Barack Obama and how he deals with people of one culture and how he deals with people of the other ethnicities. So Barack Obama is living up in a Kenan and Pill skit. The former president reenacted one of their most hilarious bits as number 44 showed love to LeBron James and the U.S. team. It's crazy. When I say this guy went down the line and dapped it up with everybody that was on the squad for the U.S. team. Because, of course, the Olympics are coming up, and that's a major thing right now. I'm trying to, so I can make sure that I can deliver the other news. Yes, dap up on handshakes. People of our, he was dapping them up. But when it came to the people of the other ethnicities, he shook hands. If you've never seen that skit, it's funny because it was real. And if you pay attention to number 44 in the beginning, like when he was, you know, talking to people in the communities, and he does deliver a different kind of love to people of color than he does the other people. And it's just so wonderful to see that, because it did live up to the skit. It makes the skit so much more funnier just saying that. And when I say he was dapping it up, he was dapping it up. Bring that hug in real quick, my ninja. Bring it in. But other people, he just shook their hands and gave them, hey, how you doing? You feel me, type of situation. So that was funny to me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It was everything to me, because, you know, you need to laugh with all the things that's going on right now. Situations where people getting hit, and they president, and they convicted of 34 crimes, and they trying to be lenient. I don't understand how, like, you know, at one point in time, I understand how the, no, I never understood the system. I'm not, hiya, buddy. Like, it was, listen, I love Barack Obama, but he lived up to that freaking skit. I don't care what nobody says. If you don't know what skit I'm talking about, go on to YouTube. I'm going to tell you exactly where to go, because I don't want to leave y'all hanging. So go on to YouTube after the show, of course. I don't want you to leave the show to go watch this. So after this show, I want you to go onto YouTube. It's Comedy Central, Key and Peele, Obama meet and greet. And then go back and look at the meet and greet that he had with the Olympic U.S. team. I promise you, it's the same freaking thing. Like, it mirrored everything. They say art imitates life, and life imitates art. I feel like in this moment, this is the truest statement I ever seen in my life. Just go watch it. Key and Peele, Obama meet and greet, after the show is over. I promise you. I love it. But anyway, so let me get to, I'm trying to be careful on time, and I'll tell you about why in a minute, but I do need to get to my love notes. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. The people, shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. I love you guys. And I promise you, by July the 22nd, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to call this. I'm leaning more towards live love. I think that's what I'm going to do for y'all. That's y'all's special thing, like live love. But what I'm about to do, because I have announcements, I have a few things. I'm excited. I told y'all my emotions was up and down. But so I have a few things to announce. So this is why I'm kind of pushing it a little bit early, right? Hold on, let me get here. But I am going to show love to the people who download this podcast. Y'all come through, y'all listen. Some of y'all return. I'm grateful to the people that return, but some of you guys, you return and you show love, and I see the numbers because I'm looking at it every day, and I appreciate you guys so much. And these people that I'm speaking of, they are my listening audience. They are. they come, they download the podcast, they give it a try at least, or they come back, and I love them so much for it. So yeah, it's time for the Love Notes. How do we come up with the name The Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. We used to bicker back and forth for a second. But then we came to the compromise where we call it Love Notes. And so that's what we call it now. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was just a lot of cities and states and countries. And it was papers. It was a lot of paper, but it wasn't a stack of, it wasn't the size of a composition notebook. I'm not listening to Doc. Although I do adore Doc, but no, that's not what it was. All right. So, and we resolved the situation. We came up with a resolution and we went green. So here you go. Here you go. We don't do the stack of papers no more. Now we do this. The love. Thank you for all of the love. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium. Oh, I love you guys so much. Oh my gosh, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. You guys are extraordinary. Oh my gosh. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you so much for all of the love. I love you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Oh my gosh. Y'all don't know what y'all do to me. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, and Sweden. Oh, Sweden. Y'all see that? Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I gotta calm down. It's out of this world, man. Thank you to my listening audience. I appreciate you for coming and you know, showing love and re-downloading and all that stuff. Doc, don't be ha-ha. Doc in the comments with the ha-ha. Listen, I appreciate each and every single one of y'all. Like, you have no idea. I deal with my emotions, but I try not on camera to show y'all. But every time I see a new country, I get excited, and it just makes me happy. So I just thank you. Keep coming back because we got some things lined up, right? So on August the 16th, I will be doing a live show, but it won't be the same as usual. It may extend a little longer, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because of something I'm doing for my birthday, which will benefit all of us. I was setting something up, and in agreement, I agreed to something else. So August the 16th, I will be at an event live. We will be podcasting live from that event. I'm super excited about it. The more details I get, the more you will get. But I will be there. I will be set up on my table. So if you're in Baltimore, once I give y'all the more information, make sure you're there. I'm also, they're filming a live video there too. And I will be in the video. So far, from what we are trying to work out, I will be in. So this is the second video I've done in my lifetime. It's crazy. But so some things happening. And then my birthday is September the 27th, but the day after my birthday, I will be hosting another live event, which it is that is an ambitiously, you know, situation too, but it's like I'm working with other people. But this is our first. This is why I'm not going so hard on the anniversary, which everybody's like, oh, no, I'm not going that hard on the anniversary, because the day after my birthday, September the 28th, we will be doing a live Ambitiously event. So I will keep feeding you information. Oh, and Rue Casey will be in the building, and a couple of other friends that you might be familiar with. They'll be in the building too. So we got some things working right now, and it's looking good and it's looking crazy, and I love it. So just stay tuned for those things. We will be doing a show on the anniversary day, but we just going to celebrate that we've been at this for 4 years and things are looking good. So that's going to be our celebration. Plus, I still got to come through and bless y'all with the Gab beat. So, yeah, but the live events, the big live events are everything to me. So just make sure that you are here to tune in for those, because those are happening. They are definitely happening. Confirmation. I've been getting confirmation across the board today. All of the confirmations happened today. So they're happening. Doc said we worldwide. Sometimes you got to look at the details, especially if things look like a duck. Mm-hmm. And quack and walk. I'm just saying, Doc. Oh, and the other announcement that I did not give y'all, I think I gave it to y'all Friday. Yeah, I did give it to y'all Friday. But I'm going to keep pushing this in y'all head. Our skincare line is coming together. It's coming, so get ready. It's a duck. Top Flight, Catch the Vibe. Diddler caught them slim, shady bars. Yeah, he definitely, Doc, he definitely caught them bars, because I got to the lady like, oh. Okay, that's how we feel for hip-hop in 2024 2025. I'm here for people coming for people next, as the immortal Wu-Tang Clan said. Protect your neck, kid. And now it don't look like too many of them is out here protecting their neck, but yeah. So it is what it is. Sounds awesome. Yeah, Doc, I'm ready for, because we can't stay. We do great things over here, but we can't stay in the same place forever. So we got to introduce new vibes. And these two events, one in August and then the other in September, I feel like y'all can really feel my vision with doing these events. So I'm excited. I'm super excited. Oh, man, you best protect your neck, kid. I got some stuff to say. And I said, I said it at the beginning. I'll say it. You want to join the conversation, drop a comment. You can call in or text. The number is 443-780-5978. I'm not dropping the link. It got to be a special occasion for me to drop the link, because some of y'all are crazy. And I really don't have, I don't. You want to contact us for any reason, business, promotion, whatever the case may be, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. I might do my happy dance, because I got some taco money today. Thank you, Rock.
Hi, Bookie. Thank you.
Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. We appreciate it so much. Y'all have no clue how much we appreciate it, and we love y'all for that, so thank you so much. Especially the likes, so I can be like, hey, see you with that, and all that good stuff. Any video that this is why we don't take requests, because any video that I play, I have permission to play. Oh, and some of these videos that I play, they in the lineup for our September event, so stop playing with them. But anyway, any video that I have permission to play, I have permission to play. I ask them for permission. They send it to me. Oh, I got so much to talk about. Oh, I can't do it in this one show, but we got some news from Bob, too. I'll talk about a little bit about that tomorrow. But so it's some things happening. Stop playing with us. But we have permission to play everything. Every music video that we play, we have permission to play. And then, on top of that, my DJ is that guy. And I'm not about to take one and two and three requests. And then I got to take everybody requests. And I'm not doing him like that, boo. He will be at the September event as well. So stop playing with us. Don't. Okay. I'm going to calm down. Join our coffee community so we can have intelligent, intellectual, sometimes conspiracy conversations. We need to have these conversations. I know I'm not the only one feeling like how I feel right now. Dot agreed with me, so I know I'm not the only one feeling like how I feel right now. But then also join the coffee community just so I can cuss whenever I feel like it. I'm tired of being censored. And why do I have to keep asking Dot to monitor when I say my words? That's crazy. Fuck! That's crazy. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Listen, you want to get to the coffee community, you can do that from the website. You can do everything from the website. You can do everything from the website, trust me. It is what it is. Oh, wait, this is a little premature. Big shout out to my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Big shout out to my DJ. Again, he will be at the event on September the 28th. That's when it's happening. But he will be at the September function on them things that he be, it's like guns, like pop. And he gonna be doing that. So look forward to that. And it'll probably be the first time that you guys will see his face. Oh, this is cute. But yeah, big shout out to my DJ. Go DJ. That's my DJ, DJ Rukaze. So we got some things in the works real quick. This is going to be cute. This is going to be real cute. Let us know how y'all feel about these mixes too. We need to know. I played it prematurely, but I'm back on it. We need to know how y'all feel about these mixes. Like, that's very important to us. He is on here on a Fire Friday, and so he's watching. So you can say whatever you need to say to him, and that's that. Y'all, I'm excited about how the end of the summer and my birthday month is about to look. I don't know, but I'm excited. So much going on. Some first things that need to, I mean, we always live, but this is an event and we're going to have entertainment. I'm going to feed them, y'all. Don't worry about it. They're going to have food, you feel me? But I am bringing some entertainment your way, live entertainment. It's not going to be their music videos. It's going to be them live, DJ Rukaze live. I'm going to be lit because it's still going to be my birthday weekend because my birthday falls on a Friday. So I'm going to still be lit, turning up. And I just want y'all to turn out with me. So just make sure you're there. Okay? So we can have a good time together because September the 27th is my birthday, September the 27th. And then September the 28th, we can have a party. Let's go. Let's go. And so it is what it is. But that's that. I told y'all this weekend was like, like it was chaotic emotionally. And I was already still dealing with stuff that I had dealt with the weekend before and the week. And then it was 100 degrees. It's crazy out here right now. But I've said all of those things that I needed to say. What time? Yeah, we doing good on time. But yeah, so don't forget, we got the skit. We got the skincare line coming up, which is different products. The one thing that I searched for in these products was they were all, like, we didn't want chemicals. We wanted some natural supplements, natural skincare products, natural everything. And so these skincare products that we came up with, for sure, yeah, that's what we're doing. So I'm excited about it. Y'all, I've been trying to figure out why my phone has been being a weirdo, and it's been being a weirdo for a while now, and I don't know what's happening. So I got to fix that. I don't know. It's weird. I'm going to fix it. Anyway, but yeah, so we got some things going on. We do. And I'm excited. And I'm excited for you guys to join the journey. So it's not just going to be t-shirts and the merch aisle. Now it's going to be skincare products, our skincare products. And I strongly considering my partnership with the other company because I found a different situation. Really, it's business. It is what it is. It's business. And I would prefer to sell my own products versus selling somebody else's products. You know how this goes. So it is what it is. All right. So it's time for me to say the things that I need to say. I'm sorry I was rambling, but it's a lot going on. And I get to unpack all of these things with you guys. So it's important to me to say the things that I gotta say. But it's time. It's time for me to say those things. Which is, hold on, I'm not saying them before. Girl is right, because, child, no, hunty. 100-degree weather says that we not doing them type of things today. Mind your business. Except for on Media Mondays. Doc, what's our year for tomorrow? I need to inform them on what year. I never can remember. So many things going on. But anyway. Mind your business, except for Media Mondays, where I'm telling everybody's business. I'm even perhaps discussing conspiracy theories at the same time. I just don't know, because I'm just freaking weirded out right now about the events that occurred over the weekend. Okay, 2004. I felt like, okay, never mind. But all right, Doc said it's 2004. So the next thing I'm going to say, and the reason why Doc told me that was because I asked, but tomorrow's the tapping, so we're going to dig in our bag. We're going to have a discussion about whatever comes out the bag. And then, and we in the, I remember way back then days, so it's fun. But then after that, we have the final exam. And I chose the year 2004. I don't know why. I'm never going to free my Harleys. I don't know why I choose these years. But hopefully, I might could be successful in 2004. I don't know. It's a weird year. So really weird year, but we will have the final exam with Professor Doc tomorrow night, and we will have a good time. Hopefully you guys can beat me, and now you can beat Doc, because this Doc is creeping on a comment. But join it for that, and then on Wednesdays we got the wiretap, and if you're a piece of scum. And you got a court case. We're reading it because that's what we're doing. And right now we trying to finish up the dream so we can get to these Kanye sagas. It's just y'all keep giving me so whatever. Anyway, but those 3 days, the wiretap, I really don't try to tell people. The tapping, I try not to tell people's business. Sometimes it happens though, but it's not purposely. But Media Monday and the wiretap, I'm telling all your business. You better not have no business for me to tell. I'm telling it. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Just be a great fucking parent. I know it's hard out here, y'all. Okay, I'm gonna just say this. I know it's hard out here sometimes. And especially if you're a single parent, whether it be a single mom or dad, it's hard just being. But even when you have two parents that are able-bodied and definitely willing to do their job, it's still hard. But one thing that we always have to remember is to love our babies, hug our babies, and encourage our babies and tell our babies that they are the GOAT. They are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. Who else does the job except for you? That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. So do this shit. Fuck. I don't even know why I'm cursing at you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But just do your job. Yeah. If by chance your babies want to work for NASA, I've been in my astrology life lately, but if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever it is that they do over there. And that's that they, space. But it's space. So just encourage them to be great at it. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best. NASCAR driver, pit boss, freaking pit crew member, engineer, commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. Listen, What we do know is that they have a need for speed. And what we do know is that one point in time, the muscle car was everything in my NASCAR. And me forever, if you follow me on Facebook or you're a friend on Facebook, then you know muscle cars are my thing. So yeah, I'm cool with NASCAR. We cool. But yeah, whatever it is that they want to do, it's your fucking job to be a parent. So be a parent and do your fucking job and encourage them. They need that. Now I'm about to tell y'all something very important. What are we looking at, boo? What are we looking at? One thing that I need to tell y'all, it's very important. I feel like it's a very important thing because then we can all get along. Can't, in my Rodney King voice, can't we all just get along? Stay in your fucking lane. Stay there. Your lane is there. My lane is here. Right? Stay in your lane. Our lanes are not the same. You jump in my lane, you're getting her. Oh my gosh, you're getting her. You don't want her. Leave her in the pod when she's at eating her gazelle or whatever animal she caught in the pod. Her cub is fed. She's taking care of her cub. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Like, leave her alone because she's a bitch and she's not nice. And you don't want her. You're not even going to like her. So just leave her the fuck alone. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. She is, or at least her AU big fucking purr, bitches. Sorry. But AU big purr. Leave the other one where she is at. Do not press the button, break the glass, and do not press the button, because then that opens the cage. And then the beast comes out, and then so does my Harley. That I gotta free from prison, but you ain't you big purr. I gotta free them. I gotta free my Harleys. I gotta free them, but ain't you big purr. Leave them where they stop. Don't. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who needs that? Nobody. So just stay in your lane, okay? I'm trying to help you guys a lot, and especially when it comes to my life, which is the segue to my next point. Pick and choose your battles wisely. If you pick to be in my lane, you haven't chosen wisely, but pick and choose your battles wisely, right? I would say don't worry about the battles, though. J. Cole, listen to me. Don't worry about the battles, though. Worry about the war. Because you can lose all of these battles, be injured, be messing yourself up. And now it's time for the war and you can't even fight because you messed up, stupid. All right, sorry. My bad. I like to focus on the war. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long, long time ago. They said that there's a war going on outside that no man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. Okay. You shook, though. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooked. All right, I'm shutting up. They told y'all they was young as shit when they told y'all to, and y'all still not listening. Listen. Just listen. I'd rather win the war. Fuck these battles. I would rather win the fucking war. I'm putting that back on the screen. Hey, I would. You win the war. You win everything. Be who you are. I'm sorry, the fan is blowing my hair in my face. I'm sorry. Be who you are. Be nobody else but who you are genuinely. People are going to tell you how to dress, how to act, how to eat, how to move, how to step, how to talk. They're going to tell you so many things, but guess what? They're not even going to be satisfied, but they will be satisfied with your misery, because you know misery loves company. And what I'm saying to you, listen, is fuck them. Be who you are and be genuinely you. And that's just is what it is. And I don't know what else to tell y'all. I try to come and bring y'all words of encouragement, but sometimes Some of y'all don't listen. So I'm going to just keep spreading the word and we'll see how far we get from there. But with that being said, y'all, I got to get out of here. I love you guys so much. And I will see you tomorrow night, joined by my compadre, my partner in goodness, Doc. And we will see you tomorrow night. I got to get out. Hip hop, hippie out. I got to get out of here. Bye.
Oh, yeah.